Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. Welcome to our Mother's Union Communion here. Not too much in the way of notices. You've got the sheet. Probably the most important thing I need to say to you right now is next week on Wednesday we will be at St. Nicholas's. Just as a one-off, we have a wedding that sort of butts up a little bit too close to the communion service. To be comfortable, so we're going to have communion at St. Nicholas's next week, and then we'll return back to here as usual following that. So hope to see you there for that. Hope you're okay. I had a great break. Susan and I had a good 10 days away and enjoyed ourselves in sunny Dorset in the caravan, so it's good to be back and refreshed and enjoying worshiping with you as well. And I should also welcome those who join us on the internet as well. This will go out again tomorrow. Right, let's take some time to be quiet as we prepare to worship our God. Say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. We pause for a moment to reflect on our lives and come before a God who is keen to forgive us. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as part of our worship, if you remain seated, I shall stand on your behalf as we say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. We come to that moment where we pray our thanks to our Lord. In a moment I shall pray the collect, but a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of silent thanks. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Anne's going to read from Exodus for us.
The first reading is taken from Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 to 4. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. Then we sat round pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will bring down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the gospel reading is taken from John 6, 24 to 35. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed the seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works of God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one who he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give us that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." And then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And so, Lord, as we reflect on Moses and Jesus and the words you said through them, might we hear your will for our lives. Might we know your Spirit amongst us. Amen. Whenever I read that Exodus passage, I always think, if I was Moses and they came to me and said, if only we died in Egypt, you know. And they say, we sat around and ate all this meat from the pots. My reaction, if I was Moses, would have been, well, why don't you go back to Egypt with your rose-coloured glasses and see how you get on? And then I would have trumped off to the Holy Land on my own. It's not a very Jesus-like response, I understand that, but it probably is the one that I would have got. But of course, the reality is that you've got the Israelites on one hand and Moses on the other. And we all come from very different perspectives. The Israelites come from a perspective of being under slavery for hundreds of years and all that down being downtrodden and what that impacts, how that impacts them. They come from a different background to Moses, really, who was raised, as we know, Prince of Egypt. We've all seen the Disney movie, haven't we? So he was raised a possibility thinker, wasn't he? He was raised in the courts of the palace, and not only that, but he was also selected by God. Very different perspectives and how we react to different things. And it reminds me about how when we interact with people, particularly as we share our faith with them, we need to understand that they come from very different perspectives. But we all do have the same God. He's the same God today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. The same God that fed the Israelites, the same God who fed through Jesus many people in the New Testament, the same God that sent his son for you and I and those that we pray for. It's the same God that doesn't give up on anyone. The same God that said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry and will never be thirsty. And I just thought about sharing that with you today because I think I need to remember, I think we all need to remember that we do come from very different perspectives in life. And certainly as we reach out to our community, we will come across people who don't look like us, who don't act like us, who come from a different perspective. But also I'm guessing you are, like I am, are praying for people that you've been praying for years. And maybe like I would have been with the Israelites, a bit frustrated that they haven't moved on in life. Maybe that they haven't chosen to give their life to Jesus. Well, while we might be tempted to give up on them, the same God that loves us loves them, and he won't give up on them. He brings the bread of life. Maybe let's just take a moment of silence as we reflect. Those people that you've been praying for years who don't seem to have moved on, let's just take a moment to lift them to God in our silence and understand that he continues to reach out for them. We'll come back to our creed in a moment, but let's, as we're in this position of prayer, continue with our prayers. Holy Father, we thank you for this world that you give us to look after. And we say sorry for the way that we've treated it, asking for your guidance and your help to do better in the future. We lift to you those who struggle, particularly those who are seeing a rise in the pandemic right now, as it begins to rise again in China and parts of Africa. We pray for your healing power. We lift to you our merchant navy and any who may be afraid as they continue to serve us. We pray against this rise in piracy, whether it is government-led or independent. Would you be with them, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift you our country. We particularly lift you right now those who are looking after children during the summer holidays. We pray for their protection. We pray for their wisdom. We lift to you our inner cities and ask, Lord, that you would intervene in any violence. That you would eradicate knife crime. That your spirit would come upon those who would propagate evil there and that they would turn from their ways. We lift to you our government and all who work in politics, that they might work to the same goal. Not nitpicking, not battling one another, but serving your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring to you Bedhampton and the areas in which we live, that we might reach out to our neighbours and those in need, as we seek to move forward as a church here. We pray that you would guide us as we seek to understand what you would have us do. Direct us, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you all those who need your healing power right now, that your spirit would fall upon them. We bring to mind those we know in our hearts. And we lift you, Eric, Chris, Cliff, Joycella, Joe, John and Naomi, Pat, Ken, Laura, Maggie, Margaret, Michael, Myra, Marilyn, Pam, Sarah, Wendy, Alex, Joe, Eileen, Tony, Hannah. We bring these and all those in our hearts to you who need your healing power. Bring them peace, we pray. Bring them the healing that we see Jesus do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for the work of the Mothers Union. We thank you for the work across the world. We lift to you those families who will be having a holiday this summer because of their work. Praying for your blessing upon them. We lift to you those who are in hiding because of abuse. Thanking you for the work of the Mothers Union in that area and praying again for your protection and blessing upon those families. And we say our Mothers Union prayer together. Loving Lord, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mothers Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, and support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, May we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service. Reach out as your hands across the world. In Jesus' name, Amen. And we dash back briefly to our creed. I still stand, you can remain seated as we say our creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We are all the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. So, page 17, we say the prayer together that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ, broken for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen. I receive the blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Holy Father, who gathered us here around the table of your Son to share this meal with the whole household of God in that new world where you reveal the fullness of your peace, gather people of every race and language to share in the eternal banquet of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We who the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I hope you're able to join us for a cup of tea or coffee afterwards and a chat. But for now, a blessing from our Lord. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.